Kushi Samach Leleda Rachmana Torah. That's the luck we had before, that if she has sees Dan Zava Machmas Leda, that's not Matamela. Here we see that even though she had a Leda of Ruach, it's not called a Leda at all. So how can you tell me now that if it didn't make Leda, it is called a Leda? So we say Nechnami Amar Apopo Hanach Meis Liester Rabban Nechnami. Really she gives birth to Ruach just to win, it's not called a Leda. Just because this din of dying of Meis Leis, and when she sees Dam now, she's tumbling my fray at 24 hours, that's only with the Rabbanin. So with the Rabbanin and the Chlami, that's what we said, that if she's not believing just the Ruach, it was called a pregnancy. So therefore, for a pregnancy, that's the din of the Mishnah, she's only tumbling Dayi Shosan from now onwards, and not from before. Alright, yeah, let's stop here. Okay, holding up test him now from top. He'll ask more of the kashrut in the middle now. If you tell me now that they give birth to a ruach, that just wind comes out, I think it means the placenta comes out just full of ruach. If you say what it's called a good ledom, the last question was, how can we say over here that a Venetia, like the last 2 days of labor, she saw dam, then after that she was mapla ruach. When she gave birth, only ruach, a wind came out. So we say the halacha is, she's called the Yeledes Bezoif, the last halacha we have. In other words, we do not call the Leda like a Vlad, and therefore the 3 days that she saw Dam during the Yud Aleph Yomim, she becomes a Zava. So that's the question. Rabbi Yarmah, what Leda Maya Sehi, yet Avtav Tesnel, Yekushi, then Samach Leda Rachmona Tarei. Halacha is that if it's a real Leda, so the Torah says you don't have a Tumas Zava. We had before Rashi says, Kushi means labor pain, Samach Leda, Shulai Shofsev in time that did not rest in between the labor pains of giving birth. So then we say, Vedama Kushi Machma Samvlad Hubo, that this Dam came out because of the Vlad. And if so, Rachmona Tyrade, means Ziva Batechid Aleph Yom and Perikulais Kusim, Yigamor Leda, that even though it's the middle of Yud Aleph Yomim, that usually if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava, but now that she gave birth, we say what caused the dam to come out was the lady, was the kid, and that's Mataira. But over here we're saying now she's Mapala Ruach, Stam Wind, so she is Tamezova. So here we see that Mapala Ruach is not called the lady. So why do we say before the din is that she's only Tome Mikan Labor, not La Mafreya, so not Mieslace? So Marin says, Amarav Papi, Hanuch Mieslace the Rabbonin. Leave over the question about Mieslace. That true, we consider it to be a Meberis, even though we see now when she gave birth it was a Ruach, she was not really pregnant, but that halach of Meisei is only Midi Rabbonin, so therefore we'll make her, like Rashi says, and therefore we leave it as Dayin Shosa, because it's only Tomei Midi Rabbonin anyway, so Rabbonin will make her. Rav Papa says, Midi Utaimele Mishum Deroish Shekova Deleha. What's the reason why Nisha that's a Meberis, that's pregnant, that we say if she sees Dam Nidam, she's only Tomei Mikan Labor, not Lamafreya, not Meis Leis, is because since her body is very heavy, the limbs are very heavy right now, since Reisha covered her head, V'Yevaren, the limbs are Kvedim Lev, in other words, the body is out of shape, and therefore we say she's like Musulekas Donim, she doesn't see so much. So Sel Hachinam here also the same thing, even though it's like a different type of pregnancy, but still, Reisha V'Yevaren Kvedim Lev, even though she gave birth to a Ruach, but still her body was heavy, her limbs were heavy. Therefore, it's fair to say, she is considered Mesulek Damim, she doesn't see so much Dam, and therefore the dinster would be that she's only Dayesha, so she's not Tomei Lamafreya Meis Leis. Yeah. Adamor says, Boy, Menei Reb Yirmiyam Reb Zera, what's going to be Ro Solete Anisha So Dam? V'yacha Kachuk Ubra. And then at first, like, started to stick out the stomach that she's pregnant. And we have the din of the Mishnah is that when Isha's huk ubra, that's when she has a din of Dayashasa. But before that, l'chumra had she's tamei l'mafrei meis leis. See, at first she saw dam, and then the next day, or else right away, it came huk ubra. Right after that, it became that's nika, now we can tell she's pregnant. So what's the locha? Rashi says it means samach l'riyasa miyad. Right after she started to see Dam, That's when now all of a sudden became hukarubra. So now the Gemara says, Kivon de beidnu de chazoi lo hukarubra. Since at the time when she actually saw the dam, she was not sticking out, was not nika that she's pregnant yet. So metame. So at that time there's a tumas meislei. She's tamei lamafreya. All the tyra she touched before that she be tamei. Adrima maybe no. Kivon de somach lo chazoi. Since she saw the dam, and right after that she became like nika that she's pregnant. Is like metame, so we will not be metame. Yeah, le metame. That's the shayla. Omalei said back to him, midihu taimele mishum the roisha kovah the leil. Let's see, what's the reason why we say Venisha is nika that she's pregnant, that her dam is mesulik, and therefore she's not tamele mafreya? That's because roisha is kovah the leil. Ve'evarek fei the melena, and the limbs are also heavy on her. If so, b'yidn de chazoi here in the case when she actually saw the dam, ain rosh kovah the leil. V'yein evarek fei the melena, and the chami here lemaisa when she saw her, it was not called hukar ubra yet. That's not the time yet that her body like changed. So therefore, at that time, she was still not mesulik damim. So therefore, when she saw, we have to be afraid maybe really the dam came out mace lace before that. Therefore, she would have tumas mace lace. Yeah. The other one says, boy minayu hu sabo Reb Yechanan. An older person, sabo asked from Reb Yechanan, what's going to be like this? Hagiya eis v'sosa. Let's say she has a ves kavua, and it came the time of ves kavua she's supposed to see dam. Hagiya eis v'sosa. B'yimei ubra. When she's in the middle of pregnancy and when it's already hukar ubra. So, v'loi botka, she did not make a bedika. She ma'a what's balocha. So usually we say if it comes to the man ha-vest and she doesn't make a bedika, she'll be tummy anyway. But over here now she's pregnant, so what's balocha? Samura says, Kami boy lay a liba the man the yom of vestas the raisa. My shalom is according to man the yom that holds that vestas the raisa. That this halacha we say when Isha saw already three times before, she's oimi like a chazaka that she's going to see again, that's a swarm of the raisa. That's called vestas me the raisa. The midiraisa we said is such a chazaka that since she already saw three times the same day, she'll see again. So therefore, my. Kivan the Vestas the Raisa boy Bedika. Once for a since the old Vestas the Raisa, so Midiraisa were afraid the name of the dam comes at that time. So she did not check herself, we say she's tummy. Boy Bedika means she has to check herself, and if not, we say the dam came and she would be tummy. Oiduma maybe here is different. Oiduma Kivan the Domel Musalokum, over here we're talking about when she's pregnant. It's already Huko Ubra. Since so, she's the Cheskat not to have Domim. So maybe here, my boy Bedika, even though she had a vest kavua before, the last 3 months she saw the same day, and now it came that day of the month, and she didn't check herself. So as far maybe still she's Torah, because since she's Muselekas Dom and she's pregnant, we don't say this for Vestas Diraisa to make consider as if she saw the Dom. That's the Shaila. Samura says, what keep the Dom and Muselekim, since she's pregnant right now, the dam is like Masulah taken away from her. We don't say she'll see so much dam. Therefore, she doesn't need a bedika. Meaning to say, if the time goes by and she doesn't check herself, we would not say she's tummy. Some lay said back to him like this, to Nisu, we learned like this, that Rabbi Meir says, Im hoysa b'machbo, let's say she was hiding someplace. She was afraid of the goyim. It was a besieger on the city. So she was hiding. She was very scared. V'giya shas v'sosa, and in the hiding place, it comes a time when she's supposed to see dam. It comes to Yom HaVest, when she has the vest kavua. For Lei Botka, she did not check herself. The locher is Torah. She still remains Torah. Why? She'acher do meslekes as adamim. When you're afraid and scared, that takes away dam. So the diga like this. Taima, why do we say, even though she didn't make a diga, she's Torah, only mishum diga charoda, because she's afraid. But if she wouldn't be afraid in a normal situation, that this man Yom holds, yes, she would be tamei. I don't know, what do you see? That Vestas the Raisa, they hold this forward, that Vestas is Midiraisa. Meaning to say Midiraisa, we say that she's aiming to see dam that time. And if she doesn't check herself, we say she saw dam, she'll be tamei. And still we say Since she's scared, she's in the hiding place, she's afraid, she's frightened, that the mem is looking. That's the word that said, the dumb should be mesulik. If so, boy bedika. So we see now she does not need a bedika, and even without a bedika, she stays remains to be tor. And so, hachinam, the same svar should apply now that she's pregnant also. That should be a svar, the mem is looking. And since she's pregnant, that's the word that says she's not going to see dumb. And therefore, loy boy bedika means even though she did not make a bedika, still she remained torah. So nechnami, even though she has a vest kavua, and even if Yod is svar vest as the yiraisim, then we'll see these machlokes later on. But it's a svar the same with the yiraisim she will see or she did see, but that's only when we don't have a svar she's mesulik dam. But when she's frightened, or else when she's a moberis, then we'll say she did not see. Now it says in the Mishnah, menikra chetigomel. A nursing lady, so also she's dayish also until she finishes nursing. Tana Rabbanan, look like this. Menika shemesa b'no, b'toich esam v'ya b'chodesh. Let's say this lady that was nursing, her kid died within the first 2 years. Sarehi b'chol anoshim. Therefore, mashm, as soon as she stops nursing, that's it. Then she's aiming to see dam regularly, and therefore, when she does see dam, she's tamil mafrei yemes less like any other isha. Or else the last time she made a bedika. Lefikach, it says over here, Emoisa menikosav yelechas abu eichom ishonim. Let's say she went ahead and she was nursing not just for 2 years, but she continued on to be nursing for 4 or 5 years even. So lochar is, or dayishosa, give her a bimeya. Still a loch of dayishosa over here, that since she's nursing, so as long as she's nursing, we say that's a svara, she's not going to see dam. And why said that's lafika, must be Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds us all totally when she's nursing. So as long as she's nursing, the svara is that the dam like changes over into milk. So he said there's no dam. So therefore she has loch of dayishos as long as she's nursing. So if she stopped nursing after 1 year, that's it. Then she goes back to normal. If she continued nursing even for 4 or 5 years, also, she has this loch of dayashasa. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, they all say, Dayan Shosan, kol esam v'yabo chodesh. No, the svar is that an isha is out of commission for 2 years, 24 months. Therefore, those 2 months, if she sees dam, we say it's only dayashasa, so she's only told me from then on, not from before. Because she's mesulik damim for 24 months. The figure of therefore, hemoisim and ikos abo v'chom ishonim, mitamim yes liyes. According to them, it's not told in how long she's nursing. It's told in the period of 2 years till the body gets back to shape. But once 2 years passes by, even though she's still nursing, then she will be tamim yes liyes. Umavkid l'abkida. And Rasvan from the last time she made a bdika. So Gemara explains, k'shatim tzalim, if you want to say, the divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the svar is dam nekor v'nasa cholav. The dam needed that was supposed to come out, it turns shova, turns black, and comes into milk. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, as long as she's nursing, she's mesulik dam, she's not able to see blood. Therefore, it's only dayashasa. So as long as she goes, or as short as she goes, that's when she changes. But the divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the svar is a bereho misparkin. That her avorim, her body changes over. Avorim is sparkim, means when she gives birth, her body comes out of shape. And v'yeinavsho chezeres ad esam v'yavo chodesh means a regular flow of dam does not come back until 2 years. So therefore, we say, but here there'll be a lochom that for 2 years she's dayashosim. But that's it. After that, she doesn't have a din of dayashosim anymore. Yeah. What's lefika for a male lomli? What do we need it for? The chur is pshita. According to Rabbi Meir, you were telling me the chur that's pshita this svar. According to Rabbi Meir, that according to him, he says that she stops nursing early. She has dayishosan, so we see clearly it's told in the nursing. So Mar says true. Mishum lefika the Rabbi Yosi. We need it for the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi. The other Gemara says, Lafika Rabbi Yislam, what do we need that Lafika for? It's also Parshit. Like they say, it's only 24 months. So even though you continue nursing, it's the same Svar also. So Gemara says, no, here it's a Kiddush. Because otherwise, Mal, the time I would have thought to say, Rabbi Yosi, Tarte Islay, maybe Rabbi Yosi owes both Svars. that what, first of all, Kozuman, she's nursing, maybe also agrees that the blood changes over into milk. So Kozuman, she's nursing, she's not pecheskes to see dam. But they also hold us, even if you stop nursing before 2 years, it still takes 2 years for your body to get back to shape. So maybe they hold both ways the kula. Kamashmala, no, the current Reb Yossi, it's only for 2 year period. But once the 2 years pass by, even though she's still nursing, then we say her body comes back to shape and she would see dam, and then she's tomei mi'es leis. And what's the Tanya Namihochi? We're going to learn like this also. Tanya Namihochi, that dam, the blood she's dam, she's supposed to see, necker changes over, but nasachol comes into milk. Divra Rabbi Meir. So if as long as she's nursing, she's not the cheskas to see dam. Rabbi Yossi Yemino, a vorer misparkin, that her body comes out of shape. V'ye nafsha chazeros, like a dam, does not come back to normal flow. Ole adesum v'yabachaj, until 24 months, 2 years pass by. The Rabbi Loi says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir? The same, because the apostle says in Eov, meyitein tor mitomei. Who would give me something that's tor from tomei? Loyach, it isn't a word on a Kosh Baruch Hu could do that. So Rabbi Meir holds, it means to say like, from the dam nida, it changes over to come into milk. And when she nurses, the milk is muta. Sounds like Eve was saying, who could give something tor from something with tomei? That's the svar of Rabbi Meir, that the apostle means to say that dam nida changes over into milk, and that's muta. For Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do with this? Om Rabbi Yechanan, they hold zu shichva zera, this goes on shichva zera, the way a kid is born. Shu tomei, that the shichva zera itself is tomei. The yodam anaitzi mimenu tor, but a person that's created and the mother becomes pregnant and gives birth, the kid becomes out as tor. That's also miyitein tor mitomei. That from Shechem Hazera comes out a person that's tor. For Reb Lezer says, Elu mei hanida. This pasuk goes on, mei hanida means the mayim from the paraduma. Shehamaze umezen olav tor. The one that spritzes the water and the one that receives it on himself, that was tomei, they remain tor or become tor. But for Nageya, the one that touches the mei chatis, tomei becomes tomei. Telling Morris, is this true? Omar's the Torah, the one that spritzes the mechatis onto the one that's tummy, does he also remain tor? I have Voxiv, the Pasuk says like this. Voxiv, the Pasuk says, Omar's the mehanida, the one that spritzes the mehanida, Yechabis begodim, he has to wash his begodim, mashm, he becomes tummy, and the begodim that he's wearing also. So how could you tell me he's tor? So when the Pasuk says, Maza, my Maza, what does the Pasuk mean by Maza? It means Nageya. The Pasuk Taka means, Nageya, if you touch the Mechata, then you become Tamei. But not just by spritzing it. For the Gemara I, Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Maza, Vaksiv, Nageya. The Pasuk says both. So Mashma, Maza does not mean when you touch it. Maza means spritzing it. That's one question. The Yoid, the Pasuk says, Maza, boy, kibbutz. If you make a Maza, the Pasuk means if you spritz it, you have to be Mechabes Shibugotam. Not only are you Tamei, but your clothing also becomes Tamei. Nageya, if you just touch the mechatis, then the locher is loyboy kibbutz. You do not have to wash your begodim, only you become tummy. So, Pashi, since they have two different halachis, mashm, even mazi, even spritzing the dam chatis also makes you tummy. So, how can you tell me now the one that's mazi remains tor? So, it's like this true. El rather my mazi, when the pasuk says mazi, what does it mean? It means noseya. Somebody that's carrying the mechatis. But then, the one that's just spritzing it, so on that he remains tor, he doesn't become tummy. For the Gemara of Lichtiv Noisai, if the pasuk just means somebody that's carrying the mechatis, so what do you say, Lashon of Mazah, spritzing it, you should have said Lashon of Noisaya, the one that's carrying it. So Gemara says, yes, Kamashman is teaching us a Chiddush, that the Yad Dori Kishir Azor, Mazah means Noisaya, you're carrying it. But it says Lashon of Mazah to teach us how much do you have to carry of it. If you have a small amount, you're not tummy. You have to carry enough of Kedei Hazor, how much it is that you could put inside of the Rosh HaGavolim to spritz it on a person. So Mer says, let's see, that's a machlekes. Hanichol aman di yom hazor tzrich hashir. That is a shir, there's an amount of how much of the mechatis has to go upon you. Then you say, you need that shir here also to be metame for masa. But elu aman di yom, according to aman di yom, ain't tzrich hashir, there's no shir, any small amount of the mechatas that goes on the person that's tummy. He becomes tor. So, how could you tell me now that the Pasuk says, masa, Mazir. Even though really means Nosei, the teacher us, Yoni Tom, if he carried the shear of a Mazir. I, this man, the Yamal, there's no shear to be a Mazir altogether. Smur says no. Afilu Laman, the Yamal. Even yod, there's no shear, how much mechatas has to go on a person that's tummy to be metayer him. But I'll still tell you, hani mili, when do I say that? Agaba de gavra means on the back of the person, how much mechatas has to touch the person? Could be anything. Avo bemona, but that the person is carrying it in a kli, being on shear, could be yoni tummy if you carry a shear of azor. Kiritnan, like we learned. How much water, how much mechatas has to be in the kli that has a din kedei hazor? That means kedei sheyitful roshei gevoilim. That there's enough there to be able to dip into it the heads of the roots of the stalks. The yaz and you have the spritz on them. So the kids, you see, there is a shear. So according to everybody, there is this shear or koponim that if you carry the mechatas. To how much extent, how much of mechatis you have to carry, enough mechatis that you could stick in the Rosh Hagavolim in it and be mazah with it. So if you have that much in the kli and you carry the kli, then you become tummy. If you don't have that much in the kli and you stam mazah, you stam spritz it on somebody else, you don't touch the mechatis itself, you mazah with the kli, then you remain a tohor. And the Gemara says, V'hainu diyama shloimai. That's what Shloimai Melech said. I thought I was smart, and he sees us very far away from him, because he couldn't understand this by this mechatis. How come the one that spritzes it, he remains tor, but the one that touches it, the one that carries it, they become tamei? That he couldn't understand. That's one of the chayk of the paraduma. Now it says in the Mishnah, Aizel, he's a keino. What's called as the keino? That do we say the also she's called mislekes domin, and therefore the din is daishosa? Like she passed the last three periods right before she became a zaken, which is recorded in Oda. So the question is, Hechi domi somach lezignosa. What's called near her old age? What's called as the zaken here? Smur says, Omer of Yehuda, Kol shechavrusi omerusi lezikeno. He. Her friends call her an older lady. When the people call her an older lady, that's called as the zaken. So from that age, if she stops seeing three times, then we say she is becheska to be mislekes domim, and therefore then if she sees, it's only dayes shosa. Rabbi Shimon says like this, Rabbi Shimon Omer,